Welcome to Murundoy.
Murundoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
The light on your face, no mask will hide.
Feel the joy burn deep inside.
Let's have a great Christmas this year.
You, me, and Republic Bank, my dear.
Whatever you need, light up your Christmas with Republic Bank and get a chance to win 825,000 in cash prizes. Plus, get a chance to give a family a Christmas hamper in your name. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com for more details. Let's light up Christmas.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
The novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community. Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Maurice found Zina Inesugibu was physically abusive and ordered her to return with him. Coretta researched on the Center for Local Business Development website about registering a business. Lucille heard a burglar in the house. Cecil went to investigate and a gunshot rang out. Right now, Ignatius and James are on the phone.
James, this is overdue to do now, man.
Man, I tell you, Ignatius, it's by the grace of God that bullet missed Mr. Cardon.
Imagine these losers robbing the elderly and killing people for phones and nonsense.
No conscience or respect these chaps have. And Christmas coming, so they're on the prowl. Some of them riding bicycles and motorcycles.
Leave it up to me. They will be spending the Christmas in a jail cell or with a maker. What they got away with?
Well, they took their phones, of course. About $15,000.
James, we got to find these people.
Well, Sergeant Murray's on the case.
Like we're gonna have to restart the community policing group, man.
I agree.
We got to discuss it with Chairman. I've had up seeing these stories in the news. And it being so close to home.
It's worse when they kill people. Young, old, they're targeting anybody.
Some young men don't want to work. They want things, want it quick, and they don't want to work for it.
Look, when they leave school, they don't even see the point of learning a trade or going to university. Instead of furthering their education, they prefer to rob people.
Saying that there are no job opportunities when they are not making any effort.
How are the young men who had decided that thieving is not the way found the opportunities, eh?
Exactly.
Look, some of them just like to steal and will continue to do that until, God forbid, they end up in prison or in a grave.
Welcome home, Zina.
What is a home when it's cold like ice, Maurice?
You're really ungrateful. After everything I've done for you.
Everything except treating me with respect.
Zina, you're pushing me in or you're pushing me. I already warned you about speaking to me anyhow.
You have taken every ounce of self-respect I have. This is not love. This is about you controlling me.
You need to be controlled. When you are left on your own, you do nonsense like run away to us. You care about God knows whose house. If I didn't love you, I would not be concerned those days I didn't hear from you. I wouldn't go all the way to Ezequiel to find you.
I'm going to lie down.
I'm not done talking to you.
What?
Watch your tone.
Do whatever you want to do to shut me up.
Pushing me to hit you, eh? That's why I want to play victim. You take pleasure in seeing me mad.
Whatever.
When I met you, you were nothing. You had nothing. I made you what you are.
So you will continue to use my painful past to hurt me.
Show gratitude for what I did for you instead of being an ungrateful wretch.
I can't do this anymore.
Stop the stupid tears. What are you crying for? The next time you think about running away from this house, remember how I brought you out of poverty. Me, who married you and encouraged you to go to school. Me, who made you everything you are.
Please stop.
Your parents died when you were a child. Had it not been for me, you probably would have been dead too.
Maurice, just stop, please.
Wipe those stupid tears from your eyes and stand up and be my wife.
Ignatius, you cook this meat?
Me? Shelly, you know I just cook.
It ain't cooked too properly, that's why I'm asking.
Benicia was in the kitchen earlier.
I tell she relax yourself and don't fatigue. This meat look like it want a good half an hour more in the oven.
You can ask her what she was doing.
I got to explain to she how we just cook meat. I like my meat well done.
But isn't that a general food safety rule? That you must cook meat, eggs, poultry and seafood thoroughly?
Yes, but some people don't like the meat and fish well done.
Meat could have bacteria on it. And if you don't cook it thoroughly and you ingest the bacteria, you could end up with food poisoning.
Hola, Shelly. Mr. Ignatius.
Hi, Benicia.
Hi, glad you come in the kitchen. Is you the cooking this meat earlier, right?
Si. It's not nice?
I ain't taste it yet. I think it need a little more cooking.
Oh, si.
You see, when you're cooking meat, you got to make sure the juice is clear and not pink, right? You see how this juice pinky? The mean it ain't done cook.
See, I know. But I so tired I went to lie down.
How are you feeling today?
I feel like sleeping all the time. And baby not moving much today.
Relax as much as you want.
Oh, gracias. I'm so grateful for all you are doing for me and allowing me to stay here.
Don't mention.
You don't have to help me finish cooking. Go and lie down and relax now.
No, I want to help. I was going to make a nice Venezuelan chicken vegetable soup.
Okay. Well, you do your thing. May you feel tired, go and relax.
Hope I cook soup better than the meat.
Nah, man. Just make sure that you allow it to come to the boiling point, like 70 degrees.
Okay. That's really bubbling.
Exactly. Come on. Let me do this thing.
I care for you. That's why I do these things to protect you.
Maurice, just leave me alone. I'm not feeling well.
What happened?
I have a terrible headache and my stomach hurts.
Alright. I'll bring you a glass of water and some pain meds. Then I will make a cup of tea for you, okay? I don't mean to be harsh with you. I love you, Zina. And it drives me crazy when I'm not with you.
Maurice, love is not supposed to have you talking to me anyhow and hitting me.
Forgive me, please. You know I don't mean to do these things, but I'm so blinded by my love for you. It's the fear of losing you again.
Everything that you're doing is just pushing me away.
What can I do to make you happy?
What's the point? I say what I want and you do whatever you want.
Anything except us separating. You know I can't live without you, Zina.
Well, then I guess we have nothing to talk about.
So you're just going to shut down?
Look, just leave me alone.
When I said till death do us part, I meant it. As long as we're both alive, I will not part with you.
Brian, I don't know what you got going on at the house with them Venezuelans you got renting from you. But I got a terrible feeling. Take care. If it's really illegal business y'all involved in, and you get catch, you won't make it out nice in jail. All right.
Oh.
Bye. You okay, Benicia?
Si, Shelly.
Oh, just come off the phone, Brian.
Está todo bien?
Oh, gosh, Benicia. You know, I just struggle with the little Spanish.
Oh, sorry. Everything okay?
No, I worry about them people that stay at Brian House.
Okay.
I need to talk with them, but it's only Spanish they speak.
I can do it.
Look at why you fatigue yourself.
No, it's okay.
All right. Well, here we can do. We can drive over to Brian, and while I upstairs to talk to he, you talk to the Venezuelans downstairs. Maybe collect a phone number or something from them.
Okay.
You want we head over there now?
See.
All right. Let me just change my clothes quick.
Oh, lo siento mucho. Nosotras ayudaremos. Prometo. Okay. Adiós.
What is that, Benicio?
Very bad, Shelley. We have to help them.
Yes, I know that, but what's really going on?
It is the gran hombre that made them come with Brian.
You mean the big man?
See, they tell him they will get work for a certain amount of money.
Right.
But nothing like that. Brian is charging them a lot of rent and paying them very little.
Wow.
They said they take away papers from the other Venezolanas. Some forced to do prostitución.
So basically, it's a whole trafficking ring the big man running.
See?
And imagine Alonzo and Brandy trying to get me involved.
I'm worried for the Venezolanos. They sound so distressed.
I'm worried about them too.
Are there any laws in Guyana about trafficking?
Of course they got laws. Ignatius know more than me though. Ignatius!
What is it, Charlie?
Come a minute now.
I hope we can help them quick and all the other people who are suffering.
I didn't know you all were back.
Ignatius. You know your nephew involved in a whole trafficking ring?
Nothing surprises me about what that young man does.
I get Benicio for talk to the Venezuelans Brian got renting from he. And that is what they said.
Wow.
What kind of trafficking laws we got here in this country though?
There is the Combating of Trafficking in Persons Act 2005.
Okay. What kind of jail time these people could be looking at if they get caught?
Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it up online here.
Straight to jail, Alonzo, Brian and the big man friend going.
Shelly, my baby might grow up without a padre.
Look, Benicio. This is least you concern right now. These people are breaking the law. Trafficking in person is illegal, and Alonzo going to jail right now might not be a bad thing for the way he disabused you.
He's still the father of my baby.
And I understand that you want the father of your child around.
See?
All right, I pull it up here. It says here, whoever engages in or conspires to engage in or attempts to engage in or assist another person to engage in or organizes or directs other persons to engage in trafficking in persons shall, on summary of conviction, be sentenced to not less than 3 years nor more than 5 years.
3 to 5 years in jail? Lovely.
Then they have heard something about them being subject to forfeiture of property and having to pay restitution to the trafficked person or persons.
Okay.
Then it goes on to say, on conviction on indictment to be sentenced to not less than 5 years or life imprisonment.
All right, we gotta call the police.
Shelley, you sure you want to get involved? I'm sure there are some dangerous people involved.
So what are you suggesting? That we sit down and do nothing to help these people?
Por favor, Mr. Ignatius. They need help.
Look, we got to think this thing through.
All right, first thing I think we should do is get them people out of Brian's house. Ignatius, you could give them one of your houses and find jobs to help them get on their feet.
Yes, I can help with that.
Good. Well, I can call up Sergeant Murray and explain the situation to him. If Brian and Alonzo got to go to jail, they go into jail.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
What an exciting race, ladies and gentlemen. It is getting hotter and hotter out here.
Wow, what a race. Hi there, I'm Tristan Joseph, sports analyst and journalist, mentoring youths. I also assist. I stand against violence to women and girls. Our full respect is what they deserve. When we respect women, we help to reduce violence against them. We must lead by example. Sure, youths, violence is not acceptable. Hit the ball. No woman at all. Value our women. That's my call.
A message from the Spotlight Initiative in Guyana, funded by the European Union and implemented by the United Nations.
Oh man, I see great.